Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Back in July, President Trump signed a major tax bill into law. You probably heard it called the Big Beautiful Bill. The legislation had a lot in it. So this month on Possibly, Nat Hardy is breaking down what it means for climate change.
Hi, Megan. Good to be back.
So on our last episode, you told us what the law means for how we make electricity. And the answer was big cuts to renewable energy, right?
Yeah, it basically singled out wind and solar and rolled back all of the Biden administration's tax credits for those renewable energy projects.
So what are we talking about today?
Today, I wanted to talk about what the Big Beautiful Bill means for electric vehicles.
Yeah, when I bought an electric car a few years ago, I got a really nice tax credit.
Yeah, President Biden's Inflation Reduction Act set aside big tax credits for electric cars and plug-in hybrids, up to $7,500 for a new car and $4,000 for used ones. But the Big Beautiful Bill is getting rid of those tax credits.
Are they gone right away?
You can still get the credit, but you're running out of time. You have to purchase the car before September 30th of this year to claim the credit on your taxes.
Wow, that's really soon.
Yeah, the clock is ticking.
And if you've been thinking about buying an electric car, this is the best time to go get one.
That's Larry Creshan, the executive director of the Green Energy Consumers Alliance, a clean energy advocacy group working in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Larry thinks the big bill is bad news for getting people to buy electric cars, but it's not the end of the story.
EVs are still at the point where the consumer rebate is helpful. The gap between the cost of an electric car and its comparable gasoline-powered car is closing. So this is going to slow down adoption. But EVs are better cars. If you talk to anyone who's had one, they're going to tell you that.
Megan, what do you think?
It's true. I love my electric car, and I'm never going back.
Yeah, I think that's a common sentiment. And Larry says the car market seems to be moving towards EVs regardless of the tax credit.
The car makers are still going to produce them because if they don't, they will not be able to sell cars in a lot of countries that are all in.
The number of electric cars globally has tripled over the last 3 years. In Norway, for example, more than 90% of all new vehicle sales are electric. And China is becoming a big player in EV manufacturing and purchasing. This June, more than half of all the cars sold in China were electric.
Many countries in Europe are going heavily for EVs. And if they can't buy an American car, they'll buy a Chinese one.
EVs are about the same price as gas cars in China and in lots of other countries too. So Larry and other experts argue that the Big Beautiful Bill puts American manufacturers at a disadvantage when it comes to selling electric cars.
But it sounds like Larry doesn't think this is the end for EVs in the U.S. either. The market is moving there one way or another.
Yeah, Americans lose out on this extra bonus for buying an electric car, but it's definitely not the end.
Try to take advantage of the tax credit. It's $7,500. That's great. But even then, I have a feeling that you'll be able to get affordable EVs, you know, next year. We're not going to zero electric cars. It's bad that we're going to lose these tax credits, but there'll still be availability to some extent.
Great. And just one more time, when's the last day to get that tax credit?
You have to drive your EV off the lot by September 30th, 2025.
Great. Thanks, Nat. That's it for today. You can find more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet at askpossibly.org. You can also subscribe to Possibly wherever you get your podcasts or follow us on social media at askpossibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.